We looked this morning at this passage that reveals to us that Jesus Christ is a king. He is the he was a man. He was born of the Virgin Mary in the line of David, and he was everything that a man is except for sin. But he is also God. He is also God. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." David calls him then the Lord of glory, and the ruling Lord, as he was died and buried and resurrected, ascended into heaven, and now seated upon the throne of God. And so we looked at that this morning, this great king who rules. Tonight, we want to see another aspect of the king. He's not only a king who rules, but he is a king who protects. He protects his people. He guards them. He's the good shepherd of the sheep. And he will speak to them about dangers that they might fall into. And so we have our passage tonight, which is the warning that the Lord gives, verse 45, in the hearing of all the people. And he said to his disciples, beware, beware. There's something that you need to be careful about. And in this passage, you remember this morning, we looked at the king, our Lord Jesus Christ as king, but Psalm 110 also tells us that he's a great priest in the order of Melchizedek. In a sense, this passage tonight reveals to us that he's the great prophet as well. And he speaks here in the line of the prophets, you know, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Malachi and all. They would come and they would speak not to the nations surrounding Israel, but they would speak to Israel and particularly to the leaders. And quite often calling them out and speaking to them of their own sins as the leadership of the people of Israel. And so Jesus is taking his place, so to speak, in the line of the prophets. He's the great prophet who's going to speak truth